This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Myanmar security forces dramatically escalated their crackdown on protests against last month's coup, killing at least 38 protesters. UN Special Envoy Christine Schrana-Bourgeonar says that is the highest daily death toll since the February 1st takeover, exceeding the 18 that the UN Human Rights Office said were killed on Sunday.
Today, it was the bloodiest day since the coup happened on the 1st of February. We had today, 38 people died. We have now more than over 50 people died since the coup started.
The military has justified the coup, saying that its complaints of voter fraud in the November 8th elections were ignored. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken declared Wednesday that the relationship between the United States and China is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. In his first major foreign policy speech, Blinken said the new Biden administration would manage ties with China from a position of strength.
China is the only country with the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to seriously challenge the stable and open international system.
Blinken said the Biden administration's other major foreign policy objectives include working to contain the global coronavirus pandemic, building a more inclusive global economy, and addressing the global threat against democracy that has been fueled by the pandemic. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.39%, the S&P 500 lost 1.31%, and the NASDAQ fell by 2.7%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden is calling out to Republican governors who have relaxed mask mandates and other virus restrictions. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the nation's on the cusp of fundamentally changing the pandemic's nature.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking.
Saying he hopes everyone has realized by now masks make a difference.
It's critical, 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 critical.
And it's a big mistake to end mask mandates after being asked about Texas's Greg Abbott and Tate Reeves in Mississippi doing just that. Reeves replied with a tweet that Mississippians don't need handlers, adding, "I guess I just think we should trust Americans, not insult them." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Concerns about abortion-related products are prompting some Catholic bishops to warn about a coronavirus vaccine. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Church leaders in New Orleans and St. Louis are advising Catholics that the COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson is morally compromised because it's produced using cell lines developed from aborted fetuses. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committees on Doctrine and Abortion Issues also issued a statement reiterating the concerns. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement that no fetal tissue is used in the vaccine, but did not dispute claims that the vaccine was developed using an abortion-derived cell line. Archdiocese statements in each city say Catholics should instead choose coronavirus vaccines made by Moderna or Pfizer, if they're available. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A majority of Japanese people are opposed to holding the Tokyo Olympic Games this year due to concerns over the global health crisis. As Reuters' Brian Wood reports, that's according to a Yomiuri Daily poll released on Wednesday.
While 70% of those surveyed said they were at least somewhat interested in the Summer Games, Yomiuri found that 58% were against holding the event this year. If the games were to go on, over 90% said the crowd should be kept to a minimum or not allowed at all. The poll was conducted between mid-January through February, when much of the country remained under a state of emergency. A Reuters poll last month showed nearly two-thirds of Japanese companies also oppose holding the games this year, a shift from the last survey, which showed most in favor. As for now, Greater Tokyo remains in a state of emergency, with restrictions on gathering, business hours, and foreign travel into the country.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. Pope Francis is pushing ahead with the first papal trip to Iraq, hoping to encourage the country's dwindling number of Christians who were violently persecuted during the Islamic State's insurgency, while also seeking to boost ties with the Shiite Muslim world. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.